Now Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard about everything that God had done for Moses and for Israel. His people, how the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took in Moses' wife Zipporah. After he had sent her away and her two sons, one of whom was named Gershom. For Moses said, I've been a stranger in a foreign land. And the other was named Eleazar. For he said, the God of my father was my help and saved me from the sword of Pharaoh. Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife to Moses in the wilderness, where he was camped at the mountain of God. And he sent word to Moses, I, your father-in-law, Jethro, I'm coming to you with your wife and her two sons with her. Then Moses went out to meet his father-in-law, and he bowed down and kissed him. And they asked each other about their welfare and went into the tent. Moses told his father-in-law everything that the Lord had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, all the hardship that had confronted them on the journey, and how the Lord had rescued them. And Jethro rejoiced over all the goodness which the Lord had done for Israel in rescuing them from the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all the gods. Indeed, it was proven when they acted insolently against the people. Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. And Aaron came with all the elders of Israel to eat a meal with Moses' father-in-law before God.
And it came about the next day that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood before Moses from the morning until the evening. Now when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he was doing for the people, he said, what is this thing that you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge and all the people stand before you from morning until evening? Moses said to his father-in-law, because the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a dispute, it comes to me, and I judge between someone and his neighbor and make known the statutes of God and his law.
Furthermore, you shall select out of all the people, able men who fear God. Men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain, and you shall place these over them as leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. Let them judge the people at all times, and let it be that they will bring to you every major matter, but they will judge every minor matter themselves, so it will be easier for you. They will carry the burden with you. If you do this thing and God so commands you, then you will be able to endure. And all these people also will go to their places. He had said.